Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad to have you with us. There we go. Good evening, Blog Talk. Glad to have you with us tonight for more Read the Word Catch Up. We're connecting right now with YouTube, and then we'll get going with our reading.
Good evening, Blog Talk. Glad to have you with us tonight for more Read the Word Catch Up. We're connecting right now. What was it? I think it was Facebook. There was a notification that couldn't say anything that was against community services.
Oh.
Well, apparently they didn't like the page 4 comments out of 44. They came against their community services.
Yeah, they're getting... They're getting bad about that. They don't want us putting any scripture up or anything else. That's why Pastor is not real concerned about... Let me share to them being over there anymore other than leaving the link there so that people can find us on YouTube. And that's what I'm doing right now. Okay, 17. And hello, YouTube. Forgot we were live with you too now. Good evening. We are doing more Read the Word Catch-Up tonight. We're actually going to do days 228 to 229, and then we will be caught up. And then we'll be back to our normal daily reading of that. So we're glad to have you with us. Getting
God
our
bless everybody.
Just getting our link put over right now. Tonight is kind of a fun reading, too. We're going to be doing Jeremiah 35 to 40, and then we'll be doing Psalm 74 and 79. It's always interesting with this chronological reading to see how things, came into play with us. All right, there we go. Yeah, it is. It is. We've been enjoying it too. It's really.
I've always been fascinated by, you know, the references that show one of the other disciples or prophets repeated the same thing, actually quoted the same scripture from, like, a different era.
Yep. Even. Yep. Isn't that in?
So the way the chronological order goes here, you catch on real quick.
Yeah. Yep, it is. It's amazing. You hear, like you said, exactly the same phrases that they heard God say to them. They repeat it. He didn't want us to forget. All right, so we are going to start our reading for tonight. I'm not sure that Pastor will be commentating with us. If he's able to, he'll probably jump in and say some things, but I am actually, not thinking that that is going to happen tonight. So we are just going to read the word. All right, here we go. We're in Jeremiah chapter 35. The word which came to Jeremiah, let's pray before we start this. Father, we thank you for this time we're able to come together to read your word. We ask for great understanding of your word and the intentions of it as we read. And we thank you for it. We're so grateful to you for this word to teach us and guide us with everything we do. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful group of people that join us and everyone that will study this message with us. We bless them in your precious and holy name. Thank you, Father, for all of your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And here we go. He said, thank you for another day. Amen. Amen. To study the word. Here we go. Jeremiah 35. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, go to the house of the Rechabites, speak to them and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jezaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, his brothers, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, above the chamber of Messiah, the son of Shalem, the keeper of the door. Then I set before them, isn't it interesting how even when they lived in the mountains, we've seen, you know, how their houses were there too. But when they built the walls of the city, they built the houses or their dwelling places right into the walls of the city. Sort of like our apartment complexes now, I guess it would be. Verse 5. Then I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, drink wine. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever. You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners. Thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he charged us, to drink no wine all of our days, we, our wives, our sons, or our daughters, nor to build ourselves houses to dwell in, nor do we have vineyard, field, or seed. But we have dwelt in tents and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, come, let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord to Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive instruction to obey my words, says the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, which he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For to this day they drink none and obey their father's commandment. But although I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, you did not obey me. I have also sent to you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, turn now everyone from his evil way. Amend your doings and do not go after other gods to serve them. Then you will dwell in the land which I have given you and your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear nor obeyed me. Surely the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But this people has not obeyed me. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on Judah and on all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, all the doom that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard. And I have called to them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab, your father, and kept all his precepts and done according to all that he commanded you, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not lack a man to stand before me forever. Wow. They pleased him. Chapter 36, the scroll read in the temple. Now it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, take a scroll of a book and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah even to this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the adversities which I purpose to bring upon them, that everyone may turn from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on a scroll of a book at the instruction of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken to him. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am confined. I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Verse 6. You go, therefore, and read from the scroll which you have written at my instruction, the words of the Lord in the hearing of the people in the Lord's house on the day of fasting. And you shall also read them in the hearing of all Judah who come from their cities. It may be that they will present their supplication before the Lord, and everyone will turn from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that the Lord has pronounced against this people. And Baruch, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading from the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. Now it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem and to all the people who came from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem. Then Baruch read from the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the upper court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house in the hearing of all the people. The scroll is read in the palace. We're on verse 11. When Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, heard all the words of the Lord from the book, he then went down to the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and there all the princes were sitting, Elishama the scribe, Delaiah the son of Shemaiah, Elnathan the son of Achbor, Gemariah the son of Shaphan, Zedekiah the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared to them all the words that he had heard when Baruch read the book in the hearing of the people. Therefore, all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, to Baruch, saying, take in your hand the scroll from which you have read in the hearing of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the scroll in his hand and came to them. And they said to him, sit down now and read it in our hearing. So Barak read it in their hearing. Verse 16. Now it happened when they had heard all the words that they looked in fear from one to another and said to Barak, we will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Barak, saying, tell us now, how did you write all these words at his instruction? So Barak answered them, he proclaimed with his mouth all these words to me, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then the princess said to Barak, go and hide, you and Jeremiah, and let no one know where you are. The king destroys Jeremiah's scroll. Verse 20, and they went to the king into the court, but they stored the scroll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the hearing of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to bring the scroll. I wonder if that's Jehudi. It might be Jehudi. To bring the scroll, and he took from Elishama the scribe's chamber, and Jehudi read it in the hearing of the king and in the hearing of all the princes who stood beside the king. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month with a fire burning on the hearth before him. So isn't that something? They must have had winter houses and summer houses. Verse 23, and it happened when Jehudi had read three or four columns that the king cut it with the scribe's knife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth until all the scroll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor did they tear their garments, the king nor any of his servants who heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan, Deliah and Gemariah implored the king not to burn the scroll, but he would not listen to them. And the king commanded Jeremiel, the king's son, Seraiah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdiel, to seize Barak, the scribe, and Jeremiah, the prophet. But the Lord hid them. And now Jeremiah rewrites the scroll. We're in verse 27. Hi, Sunday. Glad you're with us. We are in chapter 36, verse 27. Now, after the king had burned the scroll with the words, sorry, I stopped and was reading notes. People were writing. Burned the scroll with the words which Barak had written at the instruction of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, take yet another scroll and write on it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, has burned. And you shall say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, thus says the Lord, you have burned this scroll, saying, have you written in it that the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land and cause man and beast to cease from here? Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have no one to sit on the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out to the heat of the day and the frost of the night. I will punish him. Wow. His family and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring on them, on the inhabitants of Jerusalem and on the men of Judah, all the doom that I have pronounced against them, but they did not heed. Then Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to Barak, the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote on it all the instruction of Jeremiah, all the words of the book, which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And besides, there were added to them many similar words. Zedekiah's vain hope. This is chapter 37. Then King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land gave heed to the words of the Lord, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal the son of Shelemiah and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, pray now to the Lord our God for us. Now Jeremiah was coming and going among the people, for they had not yet put him in prison. Then Pharaoh's army came up from Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Verse 6. And the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, thus you shall say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me, behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come up to help you, will return to Egypt, to their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come back and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord, do not deceive yourselves, saying, the Chaldeans will surely depart from us, for they will not depart. Verse 10, for though you had defeated the whole army of the Chaldeans who fight against you, and there remained only wounded men among them, they would raise up every man in his tent and burn the city with fire. Jeremiah imprisoned. This is verse 11. And it happened when the army of the Chaldeans left the siege of Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, that Jeremiah went out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to claim his property there among the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the guard was there whose name was Arisha, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah. And he seized Jeremiah the prophet, saying, you are defecting to the Chaldeans. Thought our blog talk station had quit, but it's still going. Here we go. Verse 14. Then Jeremiah said, it is false. I'm not defecting to the Chaldeans. But he did not listen to him. So Arisha seized Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. Therefore, the princes were angry with Jeremiah, and they struck him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan, the scribe, for they had made that the prison. When Jeremiah entered the dungeon and the cells, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah, the king, sent and took him out. This fly dive bombing me here. Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. The king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. Then he said, you shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Moreover, Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, what offense have I committed against you, against your servants, or against this people that you have put me in prison? Where now are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying the king of Babylon will come against you or against this land? Verse 20, therefore, please hear now, O my lord the king, please let my petition be accepted before you and do not make me return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah to the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread from the baker's street until all the bread in the city was gone. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Wow. Wow. So that was the reading for day 228. And now we're on chapter 38, and this is day 229. Jeremiah in the dungeon. Now Shephatiah, the son of Mattan, Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, Jukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur, the son of Melchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to all the people, saying, "Thus says the Lord, he who remains in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes over to the Chaldeans shall live. His life shall be as a prize to him, and he shall live. Thus says the Lord, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. Therefore the princess said to the king, please let this man be put to death, for thus he weakens the hands of the men of war who remain in this city, and the hands of all the people by speaking such words to them. For this man does not seek the welfare of this people, but their harm. Then Zedekiah the king said, look, he's in your hand, for the king can do nothing against you. So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Melchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the prison. And they let Jeremiah down with ropes. And in the dungeon, wow, can you imagine? Just a hole, a dark hole dug. And they had to lower him with ropes. Just cannot even imagine. And in the dungeon, there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. Now Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon. When the king was sitting at the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went out of the king's house and spoke to the king, saying, my lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he's likely to die from hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, take from here 30 men with you, and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went into the house of the king under the treasury and took from there old clothes and old rags and let them down by ropes into the dungeon to Jeremiah. Then Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, please put these old clothes and rags under your armpits, under the rope. And Jeremiah did so. So they pulled Jeremiah up with ropes and lifted him out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Zedekiah's fears and Jeremiah's advice. This is verse 14. Then Zedekiah the king sent and had Jeremiah the prophet brought to him at the third entrance of the house of the Lord. And the king said to Jeremiah, I will ask you something, hide nothing from me. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, now wouldn't that be intimidating? The last time he told them the truth, all of this happened, and now they're asking him another question. It would be scary to have to answer him. But he did. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I declare it to you, will you not surely put me to death? Oh, here we go. That's the fear. And if I give you counsel, you'll not listen to me. Instead of counsel?
Same thing, you know, but
yeah.
A little different.
Yeah. Verse 16, so Zedekiah the king swore secretly to Jeremiah, saying, as the Lord lives, who made our very souls, I will not put you to death, nor will I give you into the hand of these men who seek your life. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you surely surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then your soul shall live. This city shall not be burned with fire, and you and your house shall live. But if you do not surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then this city shall be given into the hand of the Chaldeans. They shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape from their hand. And Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews who have defected to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand and they abuse me. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver you. Please obey the voice of the Lord. That makes me chuckle just because he doesn't think a thing of torturing anybody else. But when it's reversed, it's a whole different story. Anyways, please obey the voice of the Lord, which I speak to you. So it shall be well with you and your soul shall live. But if you refuse to surrender, this is the word that the Lord has shown me. Now behold, all the women who are left in the king of Judah's house shall be surrendered to the king of Babylon's princes. And those women shall say, your close friends have set upon you and prevailed against you. Your feet have sunk in the mire, and they've turned away again. Verse 23, so they shall surrender all your wives and children to the Chaldeans. You shall not escape from their hand, but shall be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and you shall cause this city to be burned with fire. Then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, let no one know of these words, and you shall not die. But if the princes hear that, and I have talked with you, and they come to you and say to you, declare to us now what you have said to the king, and also what the king said to you, do not hide it from us, and we will not put you to death, then you shall say to them, I presented my request before the king that he would not make me return to Jonathan's house to die there. Then all the princes came to Jeremiah and asked him, and he told them according to all these words that the king had commanded. So they stopped speaking with him, for the conversation had not been heard. Now when Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison until the day that Jerusalem was taken, and he was there when Jerusalem was taken, the fall of Jerusalem. We are on chapter 39. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the tenth month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, the city was penetrated. Then all the princes of the king of Babylon came in and sat in the middle gate. Nergal-Sharezer, Samgar Nebo, Sarsashim, Rabsaris, Nergal Sarazar, Ravmag, these are all names, Ragmab, with the rest of the princes of the king of Babylon. So it was when Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and all the men of war saw them that they fled and went out of the city by night by the way of the king's garden, by the gate between the two walls, and he went out by way of the plain. But the Chaldean army pursued them and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And when he had captured him, they brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he pronounced judgment on him. Then the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes in Riblah. Wow, can you imagine? The king of Babylon also killed all the nobles of Judah. Moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with bronze fetters to carry him off to Babylon. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire, and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive to Babylon the remnant of the people who remained in the city and those who defected to him with the rest of the people who remained. But Nebuzaradan, the king of the guard, left in the land of Judah the poor people who had nothing and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Jeremiah goes free, verse 11. Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, saying, take him and look after him and do him no harm, but do to him just as he says to you. So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, sent Nebushasban, Rabsaris, Nargal, Sherezer, Nabmag, and all the king of Babylon's chief officers. Then they sent someone to take Jeremiah from the court of the prison and committed him to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, that he should take him home. So he dwelt among the people. Now the word of the Lord had come to Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, go and speak to Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring my swords upon this city for adversity and not for good. And they shall be performed in that day before you. But I will deliver you in that day, says the Lord, and you shall not be given into the hand of the men of whom you are afraid. For I will surely deliver you, and you shall not fall by the sword, but your life shall be as a prize to you, because you put your trust in me, says the Lord. Jeremiah with Gedaliah, the governor. This is chapter 40. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left him to go from Ramah, when he had taken him bound in chains among all who were carried away captive from Jerusalem and Judah, who were carried away captive to Babylon. And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, the Lord your God has pronounced this doom on this place. Now the Lord has brought it and has done just as he said, because you people have sinned against the Lord and not obeyed his voice. Therefore, this thing has come upon you. And now look, I free you this day from the chains that were on your hand. If it seems good to you to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will look after you. But if it seems wrong for you to come with me to Babylon, remain here. See, all the land is before you. Wherever it seems good and convenient for you to go, go there. Now, while Jeremiah had not yet gone back, Nebuzaradan said, go back to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people, or go wherever it seems convenient for you to go. So the captain of the, oh my goodness, the captain of the guard gave him rations and a gift and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah and dwelt with him among the people who were left in the land. Now when all the captains of the armies who were in the fields, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah the son of Ahikam governor in the land and had committed to him men, women, children, and the poorest of the land who had not been carried away captive to Babylon. Then they came to Gedaliah, Oh, we're having a serious storm here. At Mizpah, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, Jehohanan, and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, Seraiah, the son of Tanhumeth, the sons of Ephaiah, Metaphathite, and Jazaniah, the son of Maacathite, they and their men, and Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, the son of Shephan, took an oath before them and their men, saying, "Do not be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, as it shall be well with you. As for me, I will indeed dwell at Mizpah and serve the Chaldeans who come with us. But you gather wine and summer fruit and oil. Put them in your vessels and dwell in your cities that you have taken. Likewise, when all the Jews who were in Moab, among the Ammonites in Edom, and who were in all the countries heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah, and that he had set over them Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, the son of Shaphan, then all the Jews returned out of all the places where they had been driven, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah at Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruit in abundance. Moreover, Jehohanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captives of the forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah at Mizpah and said to him, "Do you certainly know that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to murder you?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, did not believe them. Then Jehohanan, the son of Kareah, spoke secretly to Gedaliah in Mizpah, saying, "Let me go, please, and I will kill Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no one will know it. Why should he murder you so that all the Jews who are gathered to you would be scattered and the remnant in Judah perish?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, said to Johanan, the son of Kareah, "You shall not do this thing, for you speak falsely concerning Ishmael." Boy, there's just a lot of sneakiness that goes on among all of these, isn't there? Just
our politicians.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Truly is. And it's the same spirit. That's the thing to understand. It's the same spirit that is still living and working today. We just need to be wise to it and not allow it to run in our lives. So that is the end of the reading of Jeremiah for tonight. Now we're going to Psalm 74. Isn't that interesting? To see the order of these things as they happened and what the cries were to God from these people in the midst of this. Okay, Psalm 74, a plea for relief from oppressors, a contemplation of Asaph. O God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, which you have redeemed. This Mount Zion, where you have dwelt, lift up your feet to the perpetual desolations. The enemy has damaged everything in the sanctuary. Your enemies roar in the midst of your meeting place. They set up their banners for signs. They seem like men who lift up axes against the thick trees. And now they break down its carved work all at once with axes and hammers. They have set fire to your sanctuary. they have defiled the dwelling place of your name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them altogether. They have burned up all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet, nor is there any among us who knows how long. O God, how long will the adversary reproach? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand? Take it out of your bosom and destroy them. For God is my king from the old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea serpents in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gave him as food to the people inhabiting the wilderness. You broke open the fountain and the flood. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours. The night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Lord, and that a foolish people has blasphemed your name. Oh, do not deliver the life of your turtle dove to the wild beast. Wow. Do not forget the life of your poor forever. Have respect to the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty. Oh, do not let the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name, Lord. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you daily. Do not forget the voice of your enemies. The tumult of those who rise up against you increases continually. Wow. That is the cry. That is the cry. And then Psalm 79. And this is a dirge and a prayer for Israel destroyed by enemies. A Psalm of Asaph again. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance, your holy temple they have defiled. They've laid Jerusalem in heaps. The dead bodies of your servants they have given as food for the birds of the heavens, the flesh of your saints, to the beasts of the earth. Their blood they have shed like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those who are around us. How long, Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. Oh, do not remember former iniquities against us. Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us. So they're figuring out now that it's their own actions that have caused this, finally. For we have been brought very low. Help us, O God, of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and provide atonement for our sins, for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Let there be known among the nations in our sight the avenging of the blood of your servants, which has been shed. Let the groaning of the prisoner come before you, according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who are appointed to die, and return to our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom. Isn't that something? And we can charge the enemy guilty seven times and double for the shame. Their reproach with which they have reproached you, O Lord, So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. And amen, and amen, and amen. And there is our reading for today. I hope you enjoyed that and got something out of it. And now we can do communion. Does anybody have anything they want to say or add to that, to the reading?
I love psalms.
I know, I love reading the psalms too.
I would like to be able to pick out the music, some of the songs.
Yeah, I know, I love reading the psalms too. So much. Sunday we'll be back on later. Oh, okay. Yeah, so much in the Psalms that tell you in short exactly what they were going through at that time. David was really, really good at expressing himself. A lot of these, men in general, I guess. I can't say that either. Pastor is very good at expressing himself, but that's just not a huge thing typically for men, where it seemed like David was very good at expressing himself. And I love that. The Psalms are amazing. All right. This is going to be a short night for us. Whoops.
Oh, you
think you're going to raise it? I could. We actually could. We could. If you guys want to keep reading the Psalms, we can.
We can have Roger do the reading.
Do you want to read, Roger?
Bible out.
You didn't have your Bible out?
He wasn't. He really trusted you to pronounce all of those things. Honey, I would have skipped them. I would have bundled them through them and you should pronounce them yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know,
there were a whole bunch of things that were about to
Yeah. And most of them, I just pronounce them, what does Pastor Roy say? I'm on the wrong syllable. The accent is on the wrong syllable. I pronounce them correctly, just with the wrong accent, but whatever. There's some amazing names. And sometimes it's Ahiakim. For some reason, when I see that name written, now I can say it now, Ahiakim. But when I see it written, for some reason, it trips me up and I have a hard time. And that's one of the simpler ones to read. I don't know what it is. So
for me to read 1 Corinthians 11:23-28,
that would be awesome if you'd like to do that.
You've done so much reading so far. I'll take over.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
New covenant worship. Yep.
For everything is for the Lord, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For children till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But if a man examine himself, let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And 1 John 4:17-19. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not yet been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Phyllis. I was waiting for you to finish because I was working on the YouTube screen and that lag is there. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
Well, absolutely. I was thinking, boy, I really should have started on verse 16, you know, but it wasn't necessary. So, but I'm like, I like reading right from 11 all the way through verse 19, you know, it's but enough is enough.
Yes,
this is a specific scripture for a specific reason. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check out the particular verse.
Yep. Okay. Now let's go ahead and bless and sanctify our elements, and we'll receive the communion elements. Father, we bless and sanctify these communion elements for this time of communion with you, Lord. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken, every joint supplying. In my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, we receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this sacrifice you made for us. And now we lift up the cup, the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus,
I have reconciliation
with my Father.
With you, Lord.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been put in remission.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
And all things are made new.
And all things are made new.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague must pass over.
Every plague must pass over.
and cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have bold access.
I have bold access.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find mercy. Grace.
Where I find mercy.
Grace and help.
Grace and help.
For my assignment.
For my assignment.
By the blood of Jesus,
blood of Jesus
and the word of my testimony,
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus,
the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
And there is no more condemnation in my life.
And there is no more condemnation in my life.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me, Lord.
When you come for me, Lord.
Let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that cleanses and purifies and made us whole. For being with us. I know, that's what I said. This is like a really early, early night for us. We could. You want to read some Psalms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that just for fun. Yeah, I felt like we got caught up on our reading that was it for the night, but we can still read some of the Psalms since both of us love those. And there's
so where do you want to start?
Psalm
104. All right. All right. Did you want to read it, Roger, or do you want one of us to?
I
got
to find it.
All right. Praise to the sovereign Lord for his creation and providence. Yeah, see, that's what I love about him. The morning prayer program. On Fridays, Pastor is calling
well,
that our praise.
I have a letter to my grandson that has a basic training in the military. Just started.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, he's going to read it over and over again. Right?
Yeah.
So I will find some very special verses.
Yeah, and I like using these for the praise day too.
Oh yes.
So did you want to read, Roger? Are you still looking?
Oh, I'll be patient. Make it fun because I want to read.
Yeah.
I was supposed to hear him read, so I'll be patient. All the three things are worth waiting for.
Amen. Amen.
About Psalm
104.
Oh, I thought maybe 1 through 35. Yes. We're going to get off with just one verse. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, my God. You are very great. You are full of splendor and majesty. the crowd is the chariot and drive it on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundation. It can never be moved. You cover it with as deep as with a garment. The water is still should rebuke the waters fled. The sound of your thunder, they took the flight. They flowed over the mountain. They went down into the valley. Cross. Never again will they cover the earth. When they have springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They gave water to all beasts in all the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the air nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his public chambers through his works. He makes grass grow for the cattle. The plants for man to cultivate. Bring forth food. Man, oil the naked thing shine, and bread that sustains it to the Lord, our above water, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. There his birds make their nest. The stork has its home in the pine trees. The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The crags are a refuge for the ponies. Marks out the season, and the sun knows when to go down, comes night. And all the beasts of the forest prowl, the lion roar for their prey, and seek their food from God. The sun rises, and they steal away. They return and lay down in their tents. Then man goes out to his work. Until evening. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, the actual species. You mean with creatures. Beyond numbers, living things, both large and small. And they just go to and fro. And the Leviathan, which you form, to probably look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your spirit, they are created. When you renew the face of the the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, is a mountain and a smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to God as long as I live.
Amen. Yes, I love that. What translation are you reading from, Roger?
The New King James.
Oh, that is? Isn't it something how many different, the New King James has a lot of different wording in it from Bible to Bible. It really does, but I like that. I like it. That was very, very good.
I had the original King James. They were kind of that too many these and those.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm more confused than I was before.
And they use so many double negatives. That's what we don't like about it is because it uses double negatives. And there's no reason to do that when you can speak positive. If that's what you need to be doing is speaking those words. So that's why we don't use the King James a lot either. A lot of the pastors like that King James because they say it is the most accurate and original-ish translation. But the New King James, I think they've done an amazing job at following it just without all of those word twists and the these and the thous that we don't use anymore. And we're not really sure why they ever did. Yes, yeah. Yep, we got.
Anyway, I do want to get one of the Passion translations.
Yeah, we just got the Passion translation, and I do love it. I love how it's worded. You still have to be very careful, though, because sometimes the translation is more of a paraphrase than a translation. But as long as you're aware of it, I think for the most part, they've done a really good job with translating it. Okay, I want to read Psalm 104. Huh?
That's why they call that the original King James. English translation.
Right. The old English. Yeah. Okay, I'll read Psalm 105 because I like that one too.
Thank you.
The eternal faithfulness of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Saying to you, I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. When they were but few in number, indeed very few and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. And the king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house, the ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood and killed their fish. Their land abounded with frogs. Even in the chambers of their kings, he spoke, and there came swarms of flies and lice in all their territory. And he gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land, and struck their vines also and their fig trees, and splintered the trees of their territory. He spoke, and locusts came, young locusts without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. He also destroyed all the firstborn in their land, the first of all their strength. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribe. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out, ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, what are you going to read to us, Phyllis? Yeah, we might as well read another one.
Well, I don't know. It looks to me like Psalm 106 is awfully long.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity and have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it dried up. So he left the wilderness, saved them from the hand of him who aided them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. If they believed his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tested God in the desert. And he gave them their requests, but sent leanness into their soul. When they envied Moses in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord, the earth opened up and swallowed
Dathan.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know the God person. Okay. Let me find my place again. And covered the faction of Adoram. A fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned with the wicked. The man that he made a fast in Horeb and worshipped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass.
Mm.
It's about the same thing as calling them stupid.
Yeah.
The behavior was awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach and turned away his wrath, lest he destroy them. Then they despised to the pleasant land. They did not believe his word, but complained in their tents and did not heed the voice of the Lord. Therefore, he raised his hand in an oath against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their descendants among the nations as the scattered in the lands. They joined themselves also to Baal of Peor. He ate and made sacrifices made for the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stopped, counted to him for righteousness with all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went in with Moses on account of them, because they rebelled against the Spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the people concerning whom the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works. They served their idols. They became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons.
Wow.
And shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their own works and played the harlot by their own deeds. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people, so that he abhorred his own inheritance. And he gave them into the hand of the Gentiles, and those who hated them laid over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they rebelled at their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and for their sake he remembered the covenant and relented according to the multitude of his mercies. He also made them to be pitied for by all those who carried them away captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles. Give thanks to your holy name, triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Five, so
praise.
This is a good place to stop.
Yeah. But amen and praise the Lord.
When they sacrificed
to Baal, though, Roger, they actually did do child sacrifices. They were young children that they would present on this altar, and it apparently they would lay them in the hands of this
idol,
yes, the statue, and there was fire inside of it. They would build a fire inside of it, and it would lift the hands up and feed it into this this statue, and would burn them. So it was actual sacrifice too.
No,
it was a horrible, horrible, yeah. Horrible things they did. And now the abortion thing, yeah, continues to this day. But yeah, they do talk about a lot of times where they talk about the blood on the skirts, where they have sacrificed their children. That is where they're talking about abortion, and you'll see that many times in the Old Testament. So that spirit has been working on the people for many years too. So, well, that can be it for tonight. I just happened to think as we were reading, I don't know how much of this pastor will edit down for the actual reading, or he may leave some of it on there. We'll see. It was good reading either way. Even if yeah, it's just in the playlist.
It
was very nice. It was very, very good reading. So thank you guys for being here and being a part of this. And we thank every one of you that come back and watch this later. And our contact information I will have in the notes. As soon as I close up this program, I'll get them in there.
Okay. Well, do you want me to do the benediction?
Yes. Yep. Nope. Go ahead and do that. That'll be great.
What
I'll be ready for book five.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
That's
yeah. Yeah. We should probably close it up tonight because it takes a while to edit that off so that he can have it set for the playlist. So.
Okay. Then I'll just do 23:25.
All right. Sounds good.
Yes,
thank you.
Building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And when some have compassion, that he may distinction, but others face with fear, holding them out of the fire, hating even the garments defiled by the flesh. Now unto him is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who among his wives, in glory and in majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, a great amen.
The great amen. Amen.
So I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you for reading, Roger. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
It was very good. Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your evening. And remember, we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Have a good night.
Y'all come back from here.
Yeah.